agree with poet Jane Hirschfield that gardening, like writing, comes from a balance of deliberative labor and allowing to arrive. None of us can be foolish enough to think that we create the fertile world, whether the one of vegetables or the one of images and thoughts. But we can help it find shapeliness and create a space in which certain things can come more fully into their own.
Today's guest, Julia Heimerdads, lives near Ramp Creek, south of Bloomington, working in the non-profit sector. She studies education, rights, and gardens. This is The Poet's Weave, and I'm Jenny Kander. Julia, shapeliness is a lovely word in connection with poetry. What do you have for us?
Non-attachment. Why not? The dark heathen heart of this earth sighing out, just to me. Why not to each of us, just to us? A ridiculous sheen of starling flock outlining our breath, telling some part of our story that cannot be told but in flight. And when my ribcage finally is still, done with laboring like muscle through mud, when I am finally still, this wheeling wave will catch me up, peeling heaviness, unveiling how this was here forever, and so was I. How, yes, I move because they fly, and they fly because I move. And my thought lifts the wing, and the wing is my thought. This is the edge of the world, where everything, even love, is silence. Where that silence is what carries the hawk, and the hawk will carry that silence, a dark crimson pulse, out beyond the edge, where there is no need for anything to hold on to. Conjugate. The linguist who left the faith for science, and his ex-wife, who did not, exchange words in National Geographic. He holds the video record in his hands, ready to ship it north. There is an underlying grammar to this indigenous language. I just haven't found it yet, he says. She fixes the distance in her gaze, says, it's all prosody, but I cannot understand it all. Just a little when I sing. Of course, I think. Of course. He seeks reason's skeleton. She's baptized in the melody. They both speak truth the best they can, yet they do not claim to understand. Somewhere, under the trees, beside the cooking fire, the people are telling stories about what's important. Where the birds are, what the water said. Like salt in the blood, we cannot taste what is in us on our tongues. Words are redundant, but language is essential.
The poems you've been listening to are by Julia Heimerdads. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.